Good morning, America. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, the great Midwest cities, towns, and villages throughout our area. This is Jim Santel, and this is Morning Cannolis, coming to you from WAUK Radio, the Shaw in downtown Waukesha. I'm here at the studios, 540 AM, 101 FM. Connor is my producer this morning, joining me also in the studio this morning. Looking forward to two full hours of discussion, of engagement, and also taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts along the way at 844-967-2789. Morning Cannolis, a weekend review of the important stories in law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. We've got a very ambitious but achievable agenda this morning, a syllabus that returns in many ways to our previous discussions of previous weeks about the United States Supreme Court. And this morning we're going to be finishing up the arc of matters, of discussions on a variety of different cases that the Supreme Court has decided recently. And the next week moving on to a whole new arc, again focusing on law, government, and justice in America. Before we get all to that, let's talk about Saturday, July 9th. July 9th, it's the 189th day of 2022. A number of very important things happening on the 189th day of the year, July 9th, throughout history. 1776, the Declaration of Independence is read aloud to General George Washington's troops as he is in New York City. 1789, across the Atlantic Ocean, the French Revolution getting underway. The National Assembly declares itself the National Constituent Assembly. 1853, Commodore Perry from the United States brings his four U.S. Navy warships into Japan, opening up that nation to Western influence for the first time in American history, including international history, certainly the history of Japan as well. 1868, Louisiana and South Carolina become the last states in the Union to ratify the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Just as an aside this morning, as we begin our discussion, the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States of America and subject to the laws and Constitution of it. No state, the 14th Amendment says, shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any such person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the laws. 1868, the final ratification of the 14th Amendment, huge event in American history. We celebrate that today on July 9th. 1877, the first ever Wimbledon tennis championship begins in England. And then in 2017, a significant issue again in international affairs and international history, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declares victory over the Islamic State in ISIL, in northern Iraq, in Mosul. That's a victory over ISIL after several years of war and devastation, northern Iraq and the western portion of Syria. So an important day in history, July 9th, the 189th day of 2022. Again, welcoming you to Morning Cannolis, our sampling of news desserts of the week. As I said before, we're going to chat again today, bringing to a close our arc today on this fifth program of our series of Supreme Court cases, inviting your comments, your questions as well at 844-967-2789. A bit of history going back recently. We know that in recent weeks, last week in June, last days of June, the United States Supreme Court issued a number of very, very important landmark cases. Dobbs versus Jackson, Women's Health Organization, holding that the Mississippi law that banned abortions after 15 weeks is in fact constitutional, and overturned along the way the constitutional right to abortion that was established by the Supreme Court in 1973 in a case called Roe versus Wade. No longer good law in the United States of America. A very significant case happening on June 24th, just days ago, in the lifeblood of our nation, a 6-3 decision coming out of the High Court. A day earlier, again, a 6-3 decision on June 23rd in a case called New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, coming out of the state of New York, the High Court ruling that states with strict limits on carrying guns in public violate the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Again, a lot to unpack there, basically determining that New York's particular codification that required an assessment of whether or not the particular applicant was qualified to hold and carry a weapon in public, that could no longer stand, affecting many other states, affecting generally our understanding of the Second Amendment, and having an impact because of the way that case was written on the assessment that will probably be given to future laws and regulations with respect to guns in America. Again, a 6-3 decision on June 23rd. And finally, the other one we talked about in recent times together, Saturday mornings, June 21st, Carson versus Macon. Again, a 6-3 decision of the United States Supreme Court. What did the court hold there? The court found that a Maine program coming out of the state of Maine that excluded religious schools from a state tuition program violated the free exercise of religion. Parents seeking to send their students, their children, to schools that have religious education could in fact and should in fact have access to state monies when in fact the state is not providing public school access in rural portions of Maine. Again, a very big case involving free exercise under the First Amendment. We're going to be visiting that again today in the discussion just ahead because religion continues to be a huge issue before the Supreme Court, and a couple of cases also decided, even since Carson versus Macon, that are going to impact our understanding of the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion in America. So once again, a very brief primer of what we have done in the past on those particular cases. Today, I want to go back and begin our discussion of Supreme Court cases by visiting a few other cases that the Supreme Court also decided. We've made some reference to them in the past, but also significant to understanding what the Supreme Court has done. And then, most of our discussion this morning, into the first hour, into the second hour, focusing on 6, maybe 7 major cases having to do with immigration and climate change, and yes, once again, religion. We're going to talk about non-Indian prosecutions of offenses on Indian lands. We're going to talk about Miranda. We're going to talk about the death row this morning, all cases coming out of the United States Supreme Court. And then at the conclusion of our second hour this morning, Morning Cannolis, we're going to talk about the next term. Yes, the Supreme Court does have a next term coming up starting in early October, the first Monday in October, talking about cases that are already on its docket having to do with legislative capacity to make decisions about elections in America. Very interesting case. We'll chat about that. The fight, if you will, the problem between LGBT rights and religious freedom, that issue coming up on the Supreme Court's docket. Race as an admissions aspect and admissions consideration for our universities and colleges, and also another environmental case under the Clean Water Act. All that coming up in the next term of the Supreme Court. We'll chat a little bit more about those cases at the end of our second hour this morning. Inviting you to join me here on Morning Cannolis, calling in with your questions, your comments at 844-967-2789. I promised a moment or so ago that we'd visit a couple of cases from the Supreme Court way back in March and into the early months of this year that also are important to understanding what our nation is all about and what we're doing these days in connection with the death penalty and religion in particular. This case is called Ramirez versus Collier. In this particular case, the court, the high court, ruled, this time by an 8-1 majority, only Justice Thomas in the minority in this particular case. Case decided on March 24th of this year, going back several months. The high court finds that Texas would violate a federal law protecting religious freedom, the Religious Freedom Reformation Act, if it executed a death row inmate without allowing his pastor to touch him, to lay hands on him prior to that execution. A grisly set of circumstances, but affirming once again of the Eighth Amendment that under circumstances established by the Supreme Court, capital punishment is still a possibility in states in America. And this particular case not only affirming implicitly that Eighth Amendment opportunity, that option, that legislative option for courts, but also affirming here the right of a inmate on death row to tell the people who are going to put him to death there in the state of Texas that he does in fact have the right to have his pastor touch him and pray aloud during the course of that grisly procedure in the execution chamber. So again, a dark case factually, but important in terms of religious freedom in America. That's Ramirez versus Collier. Another case coming out of the Supreme Court, this one in March of this past year, a case called United States versus Zubeda. Zubeda, the court ruling there that the government was not required to disclose the location of a CIA black site, a place where the CIA was doing what's called extraterritorial renditions, or a detainee in Guantanamo Bay had been subject to waterboarding. That case brought by the detainee in Guantanamo Bay, a fellow named Zubeda, challenging the United States in connection with his continued detention, wanted to find out more about the circumstances of his detention, happened to be in Poland at the time. And the United States Supreme Court says that by a vote of 7-2, only Justices Sotomayor and Justice Gorsuch in the majority, that the government was not in fact required under the state secret doctrine to disclose the location of that particular location there in the country of Poland. That's Zubeda versus United States of America. We're going to take our first break today, and then we're going to come back, talk about a couple more cases, and then launch into the major new cases since the time we last got together here on Morning Cannolis, talking this morning once again about Supreme Court cases, the things that define us, the things that define our life, our livelihood, and the jurisprudence in the United States of America in 2022 and beyond. Join us here at WAUK Radio, the Shah in Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. Take this message.